The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
With all of the discussion that has happened around the infrastructure set to be in place for the Ryder Cup in Adair, with the construction of a temporary train station along with the Adair bypass, both to be completed before the event starts in September 2027. And questions have been raised over the speed of these projects while other infrastructure plans seem to get mired in delays. I'm joined now by Minister of State and Limerick TD Niall Collins and Sinn Féin Public Expenditure Spokesperson and Chair of the Finance Committee Mairead Farrell, and you're both welcome to the programme. Minister Collins, I'll start with you. If we use the example of Navan, where people have been waiting 30 years for a rail link to Dublin, and it seems as though once the golfer said they were coming to Limerick, the sods were turned on roads and train stations reopened with the stroke of a pen. How do you explain that?
Well, I explain it by virtue of the fact that the people of Adair and West Limerick and the wider County Limerick area have been waiting for a bypass of Adair for about 40 years. This the current bypass, which is under construction, is part of a larger road scheme, which is the Limerick to Foynes motorway. It's a new road which has been constructed from Limerick City, which will bypass Adair and link the port of Foynes to the motorway network. And that's been financed by money from the European Commission, because mm-hmm. the Port of Foynes is our second largest port, and there's a fund of money there to link our major ports to the motorway network.
Yeah, has it all been pushed along because of the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, so just to give you context, the current road scheme that I've just described encompasses an Adair bypass, and it's the fourth version of an Adair bypass, which finally got over the line over a 40-year period. So this road is a long time, this bypass is a long time in gestation, and uh-huh. finally it's been constructed. So you're right to say that it has been expedited by virtue okay. of the Ryder Cup. That decision was taken to carve out a section of the Limerick to Port of Foynes new road, where a 7-kilometre section of that, mm-hmm. where a carve-out was made to construct that in advance of the
so
Ryder Cup.
So you can see why people would say, look what can happen when there is the political will for the thing to happen.
Well, you could look at it that way, but you could also bear in mind what I've just told you. We're 40 years waiting for this road. And secondly, the project is shovel-ready. It had been through planning, it had been through procurement. You know, there had been a number of judicial reviews, which thankfully those hurdles were removed. So it was kind of at the top of the queue, the same as every other large infrastructural project around the country goes through all of these processes. They're all different. They all have mm-hmm. their own challenges. They're unique, and they pose their own problems in terms of trying to bring them to fruition.
Okay.
So I suppose the decision was taken. The overall estimated cost of the new Limerick to Foynes motorway is in the order of €455 million, and the Adair bypass section, which is now under construction, I was actually on site last week with the construction company, which is a joint venture between Sorensen and Sisk's, and okay. it's well advanced.
I want to bring in Mairead at this point. There. So Mairead, all you need if you want your Galway bypass, for example, is to have a big golf event or something similar in Galway, and it can be done in about a year and a half.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. Nobody's saying that the people of Adair shouldn't get this bypass. Absolutely. Everybody wants to see basic infrastructure that is needed and communities have been waiting decades for to be delivered. I think the issue here is making sure, A, that they're delivered in all those areas that where they are needed, but also then make sure things aren't just on a temporary basis. I mean, we're talking about a temporary train station coming into effect. What will that mean for the long term for the people that are living in that area? But what I really think, to be honest, Claire, is like we know so many areas lack the basic infrastructure to be able to really have the place operating. And the government had a critical infrastructure bill where they refused actually to define what critical infrastructure is. So is it now that critical infrastructure depends on what events will be taking place in that area? Or is it actually based on the need?
It's a good question. You know, what big thing have you got coming to your local area? And therefore you get the stuff that you need as a result, Niall.
No, I don't agree. And I think it's, look, I think it's a very cynical way of describing it. As I've said to you, we're 40 years, this is the fourth attempt at trying to build a much needed bypass. Anybody who travels through West
Limerick...
But
you're sort of proving the point. You're like...
No,
I'm guessing it is needed.
This has been asked for, but it was only when Rory McIlroy and his friends were coming to Adair that you got the thing.
No, because the project, as I've said to you, described it, it's shovel ready. It had been through
planning. Lots of things are shovel ready now around the country, and they don't happen.
And that's why the government has made the correct decision in terms of using the budget surpluses and the windfall exchequer receipts that we're receiving from our corporation, the bonus receipts from our corporation taxes, to put in place the future infrastructure fund, which will allow all of these projects around Ireland, which are ready, which become shovel ready over the next number of years, regardless of what the economic climate is, regardless of what the global geopolitical scenario is, we will have a steady flow of pipeline of funding to meet these projects.
What you're promising now is that the pace of these two projects that we have highlighted today in Adair, that will be the pace of every other infrastructure project that is needed and approved in the country from here on.
Well, I'd absolutely want to see every infrastructural project, and they're all needed, they're all merited. The fact that they've gone through planning and design and all of the complexities that are required to bring a modern day infrastructure project to a point where it's shovel ready, they're all required. They all have a sustainable business case, and it's absolutely necessary. I could point to you the huge work that's going on by a project design team, the NM20, which is designing the new motorway between Limerick and Cork. That's going on. That's been replicated right around Ireland, where large infrastructure projects are being worked on and designed. Rightly so, the funding will be available to them.
A listener says the Ryder Cup will be a huge occasion for Ireland, and we should do what's needed to showcase our country and our amazing golf courses. You agree with that, do you?
Well, of course we should be putting our best foot forward when it comes to the Ryder Cup. But when it comes to anything on an international stage, of course we should. And people will obviously, the first thing people will say is, well, this should have an economic kickback. And what I would say there is that the likes of Connemara, that doesn't have the basic infrastructure that is needed, and I mean the very, very basic infrastructure in terms of good quality roads, in terms of having, you know, an electricity system that works on a continuous basis, that isn't, you know, when a gust of wind comes, is stopped, or having the sewage system in order to be able to build homes and indeed to entice businesses. You know, having basic infrastructure in place should also have an economic kickback. It not only does it create jobs in terms of actually building that critical infrastructure, but it is also there to be able to allow people to live in a place, allow people to work in a place. And I think that's what's been missing from government, is that they don't see that. They don't look at that basic infrastructure. The other point I would make again, being from Galway, I remember Galway 2020, and I remember, you know, the hoo-ha in relation to that. Now, there was lots of obstacles, COVID, etc. But I remember saying from the beginning, when we were talking about the bid for Galway 2020, that we need
the city of culture, wasn't it?
Infrastructure. Yes, for the Galway city of culture. That we need to have permanent infrastructure that comes out of the back of that. We hadn't seen any permanent infrastructure coming out of the back of Galway 2020. What is the story here with a temporary train station? What does this mean going forward for people in terms of commuter style trains? We're constantly asking in Galway for commuter style trains. The Athenry to Galway train, for example, needs to be double track to allow commuter style trains. We're asking for the Western Rail Corridor to be reopened. What are we looking at here in terms of permanent beneficiaries that are also have an economic kickback that will absolutely assist for people to live, work and work in the West? Because we are talking here about Limerick and Galway being in the West.
Niall, can you answer that question? Because we know the road will be there and people will have the benefit of that for years to come. But what's the deal with the temporary train station?
Well, just two points there. First of all, Mairead mentioned the electricity grid and Irish Water in terms of wastewater treatment. And we're hugely investing in both resourcing Irish Water to roll out many more wastewater treatment plants, which are badly needed around Ireland. And similarly, we've made it a key plan and priority to invest in our grid, because energy sustainability is obviously critical.
And when are you going to roll up the train station and put it back in the box after
now,
the Ryder Cup?
And thankfully our public finances are in good order, and we have invested money into the Future Ireland Infrastructure Fund. In terms of the railway station, it's my own view that that will be the starting point. It's obviously a temporary plan by Irish Rail to facilitate the Ryder Cup. There was about €151 million spent on reopening the railway line between Limerick and the Port of Foynes again, which that railway line services Adair. So all of the public representatives in Limerick, including myself, have been advocating and have been pressing the case with Irish Rail that we want to see on the back of the Ryder Cup an investment into our railway stations along the line, which would service the likes of Patrick's Well, Adair.
The temporary station, is going to cost €3 million. How temporary is it going to be?
Well, that's the point. Irish Rail will have to answer for that. But my own view is, if you're spending that type of money, you know, maybe it's just terminology in terms of it being designated as a temporary, because the line is designated as a freight line presently. So maybe Irish Rail have to go through a process to designate it as a passenger line. There might be just some complexity or technicality in relation to that. But certainly, if that amount of money is spent on providing railway stations and railway platforms, I don't for one see them as being temporary. They might be described as being temporary, but there are other locations along the line, likes of Patrick's Well, where I live myself, further out into Askeaton and Ratkeel, which would provide an opportunity for people to commute to Limerick, where they work, where most of West Limerick and County Limerick travel to work, to avail of a light rail option into work. And that certainly would be a dividend.
Some golf fans to book some accommodation out in Patrick's Well, you might get it before September 2027.
Sorry, would you repeat that?
If you could get some golf fans to book accommodation in Patrick's Well, you might get a temporary train station in Patrick's Well, you know, if you push for that.
The council are presently doing a Part 8 process, which a Part 8 for your listeners is where the local authority applies to itself for planning permission to provide a park and ride facility in Patrick's Well. And myself and local councillor Fergus Kilcoyne are now seeking for that planning application to be amended to include a train station in Patrick's Well.
You're going for the train station.
Of course we're going for it. You take every opportunity.
The iron is hot.
We are public representatives and we're also local representatives. So,
you see, I'm listening to you. I appreciate your honesty.
We put in a bid for Galway for the Ryder Cup in the future, and we might get our ringway road, we might get the Western Rail corridor back open, and maybe we'll actually have some sewerage and good water infrastructure in the area.
All of those issues.
That's reality, but it's not.
Mairead, you're rightfully advocating for all of those issues in Galway, and I support them. And once they are shovel ready, they will be at a state of readiness for government to respond through the funding being made available through the Future Ireland Infrastructure Fund. And that's good. That's good governance and it's good policy.
You can understand, though, the people in Navan being hopping over this.
I don't think Galway will be. I just don't see. I just don't see the same urgency when it comes to the basic infrastructure in other places. I think it's a good thing. I'd never be against infrastructure coming into place. Obviously, it should not be temporary. It should be permanent. That's absolutely necessary and clear. But like, I don't see the same level of urgency. We have a situation for years and years that in Inishere, for example, in the Aran Islands, that there's, you know, water can't be used from 11 o'clock to p.m. to 8 a.m. every single night. Like, that's not the way it should be in the summer months. That's definitely not the way it should be. There should have been an urgency from government to look at that issue, but there hasn't been. Absolutely, you know, any piece of infrastructure is a positive thing. Totally understand that. And I would hope that that does become a passenger train station and it ends up being permanent. But, you know, the reality is there is a bit of an irony here. I think for most people who are listening, they'll be going, well, there isn't the same urgency in other places.
Well, I don't agree. I don't agree. And I've outlined to you quite clearly, we're 40 years waiting for a bypass.
No, there isn't. You know,
we're 40 years there.
But it's happening. It's happening because the Ryder Cup is coming and you've said as much yourself.
Happening. And, well, regardless, can we park the Ryder Cup for a minute? Regardless of the Ryder Cup happening, which is a fantastic global event coming to Limerick and to the Midwest region, if you park that, the Adair bypass and the new Limerick to Road Foynes, Limerick to Foynes motorway is badly needed and has come out of planning and is shovel ready. And we're over 40 years waiting for this. So it was going to happen in any event.
Mm-hmm. But the point is, and you know this, you know this now, there are projects, there are projects all over the country, Niall, in the same situation, and they're not getting their roads the way you're getting your road in time for September 2027 because of the Ryder Cup.
No, Claire, you know that's not true. And I know this is a talk radio show and we want to try and pump it up a little bit.
No. Tell people waiting for the Navan to Dublin railway line that, Niall. This is the truth. This is fact.
It is fact that Adair has been waiting 40 years for a bypass. It is fact that the Limerick to Foynes Road has been in gestation for a long, long period of time. It is also fact that those projects failed to get over the line with Port Planalla on a number of occasions. So a lot of work and a lot of people have been waiting a long time for these projects. And it is coincidental that the Ryder Cup is happening at the same time. But you know what? We're not disappointed about that. And it's bringing a huge economic benefit to the region, which we're happy to capitalize upon. And hopefully the event will bring the upside. The government is committed to funding other projects around Adair, which are known as legacy projects, like the refurbishment of the Adair Village Hall, like a complete overhaul.
That's all connected. And I don't think anyone would deny the people of Adair or the people of Limerick that road or the train. Nobody would. But what we're saying is the reason it's happening so quickly is because there's a big international event coming. And I think at the start of this interview, you were agreeing with that.
I'm absolutely agreeing with you, but I'm just saying they're merited. Apart from the fact that the Ryder Cup is happening, these are merited projects, and they have taken a long time to bring to a point of being shovel ready. So the government, as I've said, and I'm repeating myself, all of the projects that Mairead has listed, which I support, once they are shovel ready, the government is now in a position to fund these projects. And I think that's an important message for communities right around Ireland.
Okay.
And we are investing in our electricity grid. And we have hugely resourced with extra monies this year, as everybody knows, Irish Water, to do all of the necessary wastewater infrastructure.
And in fairness, you have said that. So, Mairead, you need to get the Super Bowl to come to Galway.
Well, it sounds like it. I mean, we currently, as I mentioned, that Inishir issue with the water. That's just an example of a place where actually thousands of tourists go every single day during the summer. So it doesn't seem that it's just for tourism. It seems to be a certain type of tourism that we see the infrastructure being sped up for. Nobody's denying that the people of Adair should have the bypass, that there should be better train system or train connectivity. Absolutely. We're all in agreement on all of that. We want to see more of this. But the issue here is that I think most people will see, well, this is coming now because, you know, this is for the Ryder Cup and for other areas that don't have the Ryder Cup coming. Okay. Unfortunately, they'll be left behind. But obviously, it's a good thing for the people of Adair.
We'll leave it there for now. Thank you both. That's Mairead Farrell from Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil's Niall Collins. And if you have anything to add to that conversation, do keep them coming. Plenty of messages coming in thus far to our WhatsApp number, which is 087 1400 106.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.